Most of the time, when a web designer talks to a client about code, the client's eyes quickly glaze over. And this is completely understandable. Code can be pretty intimidating, and to be honest, it can get pretty complex at times. In fact, many web designers legitimately argue that clients don't really need to understand code at all. It's not really something they need to worry about. And although there is no good reason why a client needs to know anything more than maybe some basic HTML, they should still discuss code with their designer. And by the way, if you don't know the basics of HTML, then it's time to find out. It will prove absolutely invaluable if you're a website owner. And I link in the notes that go with this audio to a website that can get you started. Anyway, the reason it's so important for there to be a discussion between the web designer and the client about code is because code has ramifications from a business perspective. Take, for example, a recent conversation I had with Dan Shearman, one of our front-end developers. He tends to focus on extremely lean, clean code, which is ideal if your site has to download like lightning. However, it does make changes to your site slightly more cumbersome. If you want to constantly update your website, move elements around, or maybe make design changes, then you might be better off taking the approach favoured by Ed Merritt, who's another designer at Headscape. His approach is much more flexible, but does result in slightly more code that could slow down your site. Designers argue endlessly about which approach is best. In reality, it just depends on the client's needs. That is why, sooner or later, web designer and client need to discuss code. They don't need to get into specifics, but they need to discuss issues such as whether flexibility or speed is more important. Of course, that's just my opinion. What do you do? Do you discuss coding with your clients or not? If you're a client, does discussing code just terrify you, and do you really want to just avoid the subject? Let me know in the comments.